The Vermont Conversation with David Goodman, exploring ideas with innovators, change makers, business leaders, politicians, and activists. A special feature from Vermont Business for Social Responsibility, underwritten in part by CW Print and Design, formerly Copy World, your local digital print shop, offering quick design and printing services for projects of all sizes. By Green Mountain Power, partnering with customers on energy transformation while delivering clean, reliable, and cost-effective power. The Alchemist, serving the greater Wataveri community and Vermont since 2003. UVM Medical Center, Burlington, Vermont, the heart and science of medicine. By Concept 2, designers and manufacturers of Concept 2 rowing oars, indoor rower, and ski erg. Proud to support nonprofit groups such as Local Motion, Vermont's statewide nonprofit advocate for walkable and bikeable communities. Let's Grow Kids, focusing on the first years of child development, as well as over 750 VBSR business members who believe that sustainable business practices value people, planet, and profit. Learn more at www.vbsr.org.
Welcome to this week's Vermont Conversation. I'm David Goodman. This week on the show, we're going to turn over our microphones over to students. Today, going on right now at the State House, is Youth Lobby Day, where hundreds of students from schools around the state of Vermont have converged to raise their voices about climate change and other issues. Later in the show, we're going to talk to legislators about some new proposals to propose. They're proposing tax cuts to support climate action. So with no further ado, we're going to turn the rest of this half hour over to young people. But first, their teacher, Matt Henschen, a teacher at Harwood Union High School, will talk about the background to Youth Lobby Day. And I just returned from there about 30 minutes ago. So over to the State House now.
It really emerged from two things. So about 3 years ago, 350 Vermont had a Youth Lobby Day here where students were speaking on behalf of divestment. And there were about 30 students in total that gave testimony. I had about three or four students that came and spoke in committee. And a few weeks later, we learned that it never made its way out of committee, and students were extremely frustrated. We invited Anthony Pelina, our senator, to come in and speak to us about why. And he gave us some information about why it sort of died in committee. Students were very frustrated, and the question was, what could we do? What more could we do? They really felt strongly that they had the force of argument on their side. They felt like they had they really had everything. It should have passed. It should have made its way out of committee. So we talked about that, and one of the things that emerged is they said, what would happen if, we had 30 people on the inside, in addition to 300 or 3,000 people out in the lawn? We need more people, more voices. And we talked about the importance of mobilizing and organizing and building movements. When students say, there's very little I can do, I can't vote, I'm only one student, one person, I confirm that they're right. And we talk about the importance of lending your voice to a much larger movement, because that's really the only way that change happens.
What have you observed that this means for the students over the years? And how has it grown? Compare the turnout you have today to when you first began. So this is the third one?
The second. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what I can tell you, the biggest change that I've seen is at my own school. Climate change is now an accepted fact, and people care about it. And students are not afraid to show that they care about it, and they talk about it. It's an issue they're talking about. It's something they're paying attention to. And I think even 3 or 4 years ago, it was something that they took as a little bit of a joke. They didn't really, a few kids cared. Other kids kind of knew about it, but, very few kids would actually stand up in front of 1,500 of their peers and actually, show that they care. But more importantly than that, I think all of the teachers that have been involved over the past few years are realizing that in the world's greatest democracy, we do very little to actually teach kids how to engage in democracy. And I think that's starting to shift and change. And I think that as a school, as an institution, it is really, truly our job to be teaching kids to be ready for democratic citizenship. And that includes political literacy, understanding politics. It includes examining issues from multiple perspectives and letting students choose, you know, where they lay. In my civics class, we look at things from every angle. And that's different than my work with the youth lobby. The youth lobby has a position. They take a position on things. And that's, you know, students have a position and they have legislative priorities. But even this day, the youth lobby put on the Rally for the Planet to bring young people and politicians together. And they're free to disagree with the stance that the youth lobby takes. You know, the youth lobby supports a carbon price, a price on carbon pollution. But students here are free to support that or not. You know, they have time. What we're trying to do is really bring students together with their representatives.
What do you hope is the biggest takeaway from today?
The biggest takeaway. The main goal of all of this is there are thousands of students across the state that want to be heard, want to be valued, and want to have an impact. And the goal of getting kids out into the streets to do this work was to help empower kids. I can't tell you how many kids just feel hopeless, cynical, disengaged. And the kids that come here, when they leave, they leave a lot more empowered and energized. And they have a desire. I can't tell you how many teachers emailed me and said, my kids want to know more. They want to learn more. They're talking about the issues. And that's what this was all about. This is not about bringing a bunch of educated kids here who know everything about the topic. It's about lighting a spark so that they go and they do that work, you know, on their own time.
Okay, thank you.
Great. All right.
Hi, I'm Liliana Zedins from Howard Union High School. I'm 15.
And what made you decide to come here today?
I've been part of the youth lobby since the beginning. I went to the rally last year, and I knew once I went that I kind of just wanted to be a part of this experience and to help show politicians that we actually care about the climate and we want to change things.
So what's the main issue for you? What motivates you the most?
I think it's kind of the how kids and our age don't really have much of a voice. And so, well, me and a few of my classmates, we're starting to bring this new thing into lowering the voting age to 16 in Vermont, like at first, like just statewide or small, and have it grow, because you can find a lot of 16-year-olds actually are very factual about like what the politicians are doing, and many young people care a lot about the climate. So
what do you think, so lowering the voting age would be one thing. What are some other things you think that could be done to help address this issue?
Well, I'm, like with youth lobby, I'm for taxing carbon, the carbon pollution tax. And I think that should be something that politicians are starting to consider more, but definitely get a big push towards it.
How many other students from Harwood High School are here?
I can't tell. Maybe 100. I'd say 100, maybe.
I'm Elijah Morgan. I'm 17 years old. I'm a junior at Hazen Union, and I live in Hardwick, Vermont.
What made you decide to come today?
Because I love the environment. I want to become an environmental engineer, and I want to be as diverse as possible, and I want to spread that through the earth, and I want everyone to be the same way.
Have you ever been to a rally before?
I've been to two rallies before.
And what ones?
I went to one for the NRA, for the National Rifle Association, and I went for one here for the Second Amendment, and this is my third one for the Earth Rally.
So what does it make you feel to go to a big rally like this? This is a lot of young people out here.
I think it's very important because a lot of people, and at least in my peer group, see the bill makers and a lot of the legislative and executive branches as older people that aren't really listening to the younger people. But the younger people are the only people who are going to be really inheriting the earth.
Do you feel that as a young person talking about this, you have kind of a special power or responsibility?
I do. I think I have a great responsibility. On my way here, I picked up a whole bunch of stuff. It's in my backpack because it was on the ground. If I didn't do that, maybe it would affect something. But it's that one thing that I'm giving an example to the rest of the people for them to do.
So what do you hope comes out of your presence here today?
A carbon tax. And I think people who are 16 years old, I think they're right in the mind where they can be able to vote. I think that's a great thing. And I think we have a whole bunch of things in the United States of America that should be changed, including the environment.
Tell me about the carbon tax. What is that? What will that do, and why do you feel it's important?
I don't know necessarily if idling your car is a bad thing, because there's a lot of people who need the warmth in the morning, because starting your car when it's cold and running it is not a good thing. But I do think big businesses that are pumping out a lot of fuels and fossil fuels, I think they should be paying for some of that, because they're damaging the environment a lot.
What are you doing in your school to work on this issue?
We're composting. We are recycling. We are making sure we don't waste stuff. And we are going a lot more vegan than anything else.
So your legislators are going to be coming out shortly. What is it that you want to communicate to them?
I would think the best thing for me to communicate to them right now is that they don't necessarily need to listen to the people next to them, that there's a lot of people in the community that they should be listening to. And there's things that they're missing, like they're overlooking, that's happening in the community versus having them sitting in the office all day.
You mentioned you wanted to be an environmental engineer. Why is that?
I started off as game warden. I couldn't do it with the money. But then I was like, I love being outdoors. I love teaching people outdoors. And I just like building things. And I have a couple thoughts and designs that I thought would be perfect for Vermont specifically, including stuff from the roads all the way to farms that would help us be more efficient.
Tell me your name and what school you're from.
I'm Kai Gilbert, and I'm from Hazen Union.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
What made you decide to come today?
Well, my parents have like had me involved with rallies and things like this forever, so I don't know. I went to the Women's March a couple months ago, and this is something I care about, so it seemed like a great opportunity.
Now, you ran after me because you had something you really wanted to say, so rather than me asking the questions, what was it you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say that it's really awesome that all these kids are out here, and which says something amazing about our generation, but I really want to give credit to the schools and the administration in the schools for making it possible for all these kids to come out, for providing the buses, for getting the word out.
What does it mean to you to be here and to look out on this sea of faces of young people from around the state?
It's amazing, because these are going to be the adults of... This is the next generation. We're going to have to make our own decisions, and if we keep living in like the shadows of everyone else, we're not going to be able to form our own opinions or, I don't know, create new ideas. So by getting everyone together like this, it's really, everyone gets to share one opinion and kind of be strong with it.
In what way do you feel you're having an impact by being here?
Well, I guess leading by example. Like, I have 2 seventh grade friends that weren't going to come, but then I told them about it, and now they're here, and they had so much, they're having so much fun. So I guess when everyone decides to lead by example, we get a big thing like this.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Zoe Worth. I'm 18 years old, and I go to Harwood Union High School.
So I know that you've been involved since some of the early days of the youth lobby. Tell me about the youth lobby.
So the youth lobby started as just an idea. We were in class and we were learning about lobbying, and one of the girls in our class was like, oh, does the youth have a lobby that pertains to youth related issues? And we looked around and we couldn't find anything, so then we just decided to start one, and it just kind of started with that idea. And then Matt Henschen, who's our teacher, he wanted to plan some big rally, and he didn't really have any ideas or anything. He just knew he wanted to plan something. So he started this meeting, and I went, and we just discussed like what we could do as a youth to get other kids and teenagers and young adults to get passionate and educated about youth-related issues. And the main one we focus on is climate change. That's why we have this whole youth rally for the planet. But we also are fighting for the voting age to go down to 16 and affordable education and other issues that more affect our generation than any other.
Why do you think the youth voice matters on these issues?
Because it's our issues, and it's not like we're going to be youth forever. We're going to grow into adults, and I think me personally and everyone else in the youth lobby would be disappointed in our generation if we didn't speak up now and start speaking now.
Have you seen that it makes a difference as a young person to raise these issues than, say, other people?
See, the problem is adults are the ones who are, quote-unquote, like, in charge of everything. But I think if you have adults speaking and kids speaking, then all of those voices add up to a bigger voice. That is what's going to make that impact. And if it's just adults talking to adults, then are, like, our issues really going to be, I don't know, counted for?
What does it make you feel to be here with all these people?
I'm so happy, and I think that's just, like, the only thing I've been able to say is, I mean, I've been planning this for months, and I've been sending emails, and I see all these numbers, but to really see bodies and people and faces here on this lawn just gives me pure joy to see how many people care.
And what do you hope results from this?
Well, at our youth lobby table, we have a ton of petitions that people can sign about moving the voting age down to 16 and putting a tax on carbon. And I think more than anything that I want is to just get more kids educated and involved. And even if one kid just learns more about climate change, that's all I could ask for, is just the youth to be educated.
So why move the voting age to 16? What is that about?
Because I don't think that age is any defining, or is, I don't think age is any definition of if someone should vote or not, because I know some 16-year-olds who are way more educated about politics and our system than some 40-year-olds, and who's to say that a 16-year-old knows more about that than a 40-year-old? And a lot of high schools in their sophomore year offer a civics class that teaches them about political action and our political system, and so with that education, I think they're more ready to vote than a 40-year-old who might not even be paying attention to any races.
And what about putting a tax on carbon? Why? What's your thinking there?
I think it's super important. I can completely understand everyone's fears about taxes and raising gas prices and everything, but in the long run, it's one of the things that can help us most. And I mean, people are afraid that, like, what's it going to do if Vermont just puts a price on carbon? But it's the more states that do it and the more places that do it, the more that other countries and states are going to be more likely to join in. And I think it's one of the biggest pushes we can make into getting a greener climate.
Okay. Thanks, Zoe.
I'm Ellie Zimmerman, and I'm from Stowe Middle School, and I'm in sixth grade, and I'm 11.
So, Ellie, what made you decide to come here today?
Well, I've always been a big skier, and skiing is, I just really love it, but it makes me really sad when we have terrible winters and there's no snow. And I just wondered why, and the more I learned about climate change, the more I want to get involved with it, and this was a really great way to do that.
So what's the issue that is the top of your mind, the thing that really made you want to organize your school to come here? Because you were one of the organizers that got Stowe schools to come, right?
The big thing was that I was speaking, and it was just a really great movement that I think if Stowe became a part of it, it could just keep growing bigger. And I just think that the more kids that are here to represent, the better. And I really wanted Stowe to be here so that we could all experience this together.
Okay, and let me get you to say your name and where you're from.
I am Maisie Schnee. I am from Stowe Middle School. I am in sixth grade, and I am 11.
What do you think that you can do or that your community can do to really affect climate change?
I think that all of us just working together can make a huge difference, and a small town can make a huge difference. We never know how much of an impact you can have.
How does climate change affect your life?
I love to ski and snowboard, and our winters are slowly getting warmer, and we're losing snow, and it's getting hotter in the summers. And I love the life that I had before, and I want it back.
And let me ask you, say your name and where you're from.
I'm Emmeline Willette, and I'm from Stowe, Vermont. I'm 11 years old, and I'm in sixth grade.
What made you decide to come today?
Ellie was a really good inspiration for me because she had originally started this, and she helped educate me about it, and it was just a really great cause, and I'm happy to be here.
So what do you think is something that you could do in your family or in your community to make a difference on climate change?
Just help people be aware of climate change and what's going on in their world, because there's a lot of people who aren't well educated about it, and if you don't know what's going on, then you can't do anything about it, and that's just a shame.
Will, I see you standing over there. Can you tell us your name and how old you are and where you're from?
Hi, my name is Will Bradbury. I'm 11 years old, and I'm from Stowe, Vermont.
And what made you decide to come today?
Well, I'm part of the youth lobby because Ellie invited me and sort of showed me the ropes. And so that was really inspirational. And then just everybody here, it's just so amazing because I can tell that what I'm doing is really important.
What do you hope will come from this rally?
I hope that more people in other states will get inspired to do the same thing, maybe start their own youth lobbies. And I know that everyone's here is as inspired as I am right now, and so they're going to go do something amazing.
Thank you.
My name is Paige Atchison. I'm 27 years old, and I'm with an organization called Our Climate.
So you are a Vermonter originally?
I'm not a Vermonter. I have family in Vermont, and I went to University of Vermont for school and graduated in 2012.
And you are now, you've continued on to work as on climate change as your full-time work?
Yes. I'm the executive director of Our Climate, which is a youth-led organization that empowers young people to advocate for strong climate policy.
Is this Youth Lobby Day something that's happening in other places, or is Vermont kind of leading the way here?
I would definitely say Vermont is leading the way. There are other Youth Lobby Days across the country, and actually one is in Oregon today. There's a youth lobby day calling for legislators to put a price on carbon in Oregon, and it's neat that it's happening on the same day, that these two states can really lead the way.
What do you feel like is the power of young people to speak to this issue?
I think young people clearly are the generation that will be most affected by climate change. In many cases, already are being affected by climate change. And we make powerful spokespeople when calling on legislators to pass policy that will protect our futures. So in many ways, I think young people are the perfect demographic to be lobbying and calling for climate solutions that are both pragmatic and comprehensive. And with a carbon price, you're holding polluters accountable, and it's been proven to reduce emissions, which to me is really energizing.
So nationally, is there a theme to what young people you're asking young people to call for?
Definitely. So the Put a Price on It campaign, it's a joint effort with Our Climate and The Years of Living Dangerously, which is a National Geographic documentary series. So we're working with The Years of Living Dangerously on this Put a Price on It campaign, which is calling for state and eventually a federal price on carbon. And so we mobilize young people, primarily college students, to secure endorsements from influential decision makers, organize their peers, host events, we'll build awareness about carbon pricing as a solution to climate change, with the goal of getting a price on carbon on the local, state, and federal level.
So come as a graduate of UVM, what was it about your time in Vermont that led you to make this your life's work?
You know, honestly, at University of Vermont, I studied climate science, and that's really what led me to getting involved initially with 350 Vermont in the state. And that sparked everything that has come over the past several years working to mitigate climate change.
Thank you.
My name is Duncan Weinman. I am 16 years old, and I go to Harwood Union High School.
Have you ever been to a rally before?
I have never been to a rally before.
So what do you think?
It's amazing just that this many people care enough to come here. I think we can really make a change just seeing how many people are here.
What's the issue that motivates you the most to be here?
Climate change definitely motivates me the most.
What about it, and what do you feel like you can do? What do you hope to do out of this?
I just think the facts that climate change are undeniable at this point, and right now I don't think we're trying to make a change enough, and movements like this will help our governments and officials in our governments to make the right choices about climate change.
So what do you think about the climate change policies that you see, or the priorities that you see coming out of Washington right now?
I think these are, they don't reflect the way that especially everyone here today thinks, and just across America people think, and they don't reflect the right way to combat climate change. And I think that's going to make people rise up even more. So bring it on.
My name is Abdi Muhammad. I go to Winnesi High School, and I'm 17 years old.
What made you decide to come here today?
I figured it was a time for a change, and what better way to do it than with these people here in our school, and help trying to make a difference. You know, I figured we needed a change. So if their voice counts, I guess my voice counts too.
And what issues are you most concerned about that you would like to see a change on?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of dirty water, so I figured, you know, maybe fix up the water. I don't know.
All right, let me ask one of your classmates here. Tell me your name and how old you are.
My name is Musa Mienge. I'm 17.
And what are some issues you care about that you think need focus on?
Civil rights. Definitely climate change. Basically.
Tell me a little bit about civil rights. That was the first thing you said. What's your concern?
I believe in equality and equity at the same time. And so, you know, we live in America. There's some places in the world that still haven't evolved to what we are today, or what we hope to be.
Is this an issue that affects you personally or friends of yours that makes you want to focus on it?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're my friends, so I can't really speak about it for them. But, like, there's definitely unfairness around here, even in Vermont still. Sometimes I go in stores and I get followed around for no reason at all. Mm. And I'm just a normal kid, I guess. But, like, I guess some people don't see that in me.
What do you feel could change that situation?
I mean, if people are just, you know, willing to accept, right? If you're willing to accept what people have, it's really about what's inside. Don't judge a book by its cover. So it's about the words in the book, right? So it's about it's just about the person. If you meet the person and, you know, get to know the person before making a judgment.
And those are voices from Youth Lobby Day. We'll be back after the news with two legislators trying to turn their hopes into action.